This is the unrealized losses and securities in the commercial banking system. Look at the right side, how the banking system is absolutely collapsing right now. I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. We are talking about BRICS going live. Now, we hear a lot about BRICS. You hear about this new currency being developed by the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa angle. You hear about how, oh, it's going to impact the dollar. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. But BRICS has finally, and I know there was a lot of naysayers, but the BRICS has finally gone live. It's called the Enbridge. So let me explain a little bit what Enbridge is. Enbridge, which is basically a multiple CBDC bridge, a central bank digital currency hub. It's a multiple CBDC platform developed to support real-time, person-to-person, cross-border payments and foreign exchange currencies using the central bank digital currency hub. Now, based on a blockchain called Enbridge Ledger, the platform is designed to ensure compliance with jurisdictions, policies, legal requirements, and such. It's legit. I know many people, they never said, oh, BRICS will take so long. It's here, and it's live, and it's now. Currently, there are five entities jointly developing the Enbridge. It includes the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, the Bank of Thailand, Central Bank of United Arab Emirates, our ally, supposedly, and the Digital Research Institute of the People's Bank of China. And here's the big one, the BIS Innovation Hub. If you have not seen the podcast, What is Project Icebreaker? You absolutely must go and watch that podcast because it explains how the BIS is developing this central hub that's going to bring these CBDCs together. But eventually, it's not going to be individual countries because the real goal when you dig into the white paper is the BIS becomes the one world currency hub. But the goal is it will be basically a one world platform. Unbelievable. We really have to get a grip on this one, folks, because this is going to impact us like you can't believe. Why you need gold and silver outside the system, you'll understand more as I get into this and other podcasts. But I highly recommend going to Cornerstone Asset Metals. Watch out for the big gold companies. If they got gold in their name, they're gouging and overpricing. Go to Cornerstone, their boutique. And they will look after you and you will have fantastic premiums and prices. But this is a big deal because the BRICS is commodity backed. They use commodities and gold. The United States, the West, and NATO does not. There is a reason why the war in Ukraine and Russia and the tensions with China and Taiwan are happening right now. And a lot of it is because of this Enbridge going live. They know the United States reserve currency dollar is absolutely threatened by this because they no longer control the world reserve currency. Not good. And now that the United States and NATO have given Ukraine permission to go long-range missiles into Russia, the escalation and marching towards World War III can't be any closer. This is exactly, if you go to history, Vietnam happened the same way. They started putting in advisors. What did the French just do? We are now putting French troops in there as advisors. The United States won't be too far behind. This is how the big wars escalate, and it's coming down to the fact that we have printed so much currency, $10 trillion we have added in printing of currency since COVID. Now, the bigger problem we have in the United States is not just that, but the $100 billion in unfunded liabilities. The amount of debt is unbelievable, but that $100 trillion and unfunded liabilities is like Social Security and Medicare and things the government are obligated to pay, but they don't have the money. You don't think that the East, the BRICS, See this? They're seeing an empire go bankrupt. Why I contend these wars are going to escalate. They need something to shake this up. Something has to happen so they can blame, instead of the malfeasance of the banking system and the bankers, they can blame it on Russia or blame it on a new pandemic, whether that be viral, bioweapon, internet pandemic. I know they talk a lot about cyber pandemic. The East is watching this happen. They know financially we are in trouble. Now, we can continue to print, and we will. Why inflation is not going anywhere, why real inflation is 12%. That's why stay away from annuities. You're going to lose a lot of money every year because of the inflation. You need to be diversified out in tangible assets. Real estate's going to do well. I'm sure cryptos, some of them are going to do well too, especially when they pass these laws, but definitely commodities as we go into this super cycle. But it's the time and season when the West is being challenged, unlike any time they've had since World War II. And this is, and the East is watching this, of course. And so they now have instituted the Enbridge. And being that they're commodity backed, this is what makes it interesting. Now, let me just show you this as far as commodity back goes. Look at this. As a matter of fact, let me make it a little bigger for you. This is the index related, commodity index related to the S&P 500. Look how low this index is below the median price. Meaning, commodities are extremely undervalued compared to the index, meaning the S&P or the Dow or the NASDAQ. NVIDIA is the only thing holding it up right now. The only reason the stock market's even done what it's been doing is because we have been printing trillions of dollars through the Federal Reserve and putting it into the float. And if you look at the charts based on money being put into the system, you notice the stock market followed it perfectly. Now they're taking the money out. The Federal Reserve has taken so much currency out of the system, we actually crossed the Rubicon. That's only happened four times in the last century. And every time they go negative, which we're now negative two, every time they go negative, it was a Great Depression, double-digit unemployment. And that's happening right now. We already have and know commodity prices like corn, nickel, copper, gold, silver. They're just getting wheat. They're just getting started. The prices are continuing to rise. And as we go through this super cycle, the opportunity is going to be in the tangible asset space. Now, I do believe real estate will be a part of that. I don't know how much our economy can handle a lot of real estate because it's becoming unaffordable for the price of homes, but there are certain regions that will continue to use it. And what's really fascinating to me is the East is watching like a hawk, and they've implemented now, put live, the Enbridge BRICS system. Now, this goes back to September of 21, the Bank of International Settlements, which, remember, the BIS controls all the world's currencies. They're under no nation's laws. They have their own police force. They are the central bank of central banks. And they're right in the middle of this. So you have to go back and see that show, Project Icebreaker, because it'll help explain this a little more. Now, they're trying to make it sound like it's a seamless financial transaction with all nations. But what it will do is bring us into a one portal, one world order control currency grid, and it will be programmable. So they will be able to tell you if you're a nation or an individual, you don't do A, B, or C, you can't do transactions. If you don't do your vaccines, you can't do your transactions. They will have total programmable control. But the BIS is in collaboration with this Enbridge and the BRICS, almost playing both sides of the fence, right? With the West and the East. Or is it supposed to be that way? Is this how they usher in the one world order, one world currency? I mean, they're doing it. You go to the BIS website, you can research it. They're in collaboration with Thailand, Hong Kong, China, and United Arab Emirates. And they published reports regarding the second phase of the Enbridge project, aiming to establish the system involving these multiple CBDCs backed by commodities in the East, not the West. Unfortunately, Europe, NATO, and America does not have commodities backing it up. As a matter of fact, our commodities are ran by derivatives, which basically are fake. In the silver's market, for instance, there's over 400 ounces of silver sold in the market for every one real ounce in the vault for delivery. That's not honest. It's called derivative manipulation. And I believe this Enbridge and the East are going to bust that system. And when it does, you're going to see escalating gold, silver, and commodity prices because the East are using these commodities to back the new currency, which all through history, it's always been a currency backed by an asset. And right now, the United States, only thing backing it is the good faith and credit of the United States. Well, as $100 trillion unfunded liabilities, $33 trillion national debt, we're not meeting our bills. We're going backwards. We've exported all of our jobs. We started to make America great, and that just got taken away. They're pushing to destroy the middle class is why we need to protect and preserve our wealth right now until we see how this plays out. Because until it does, you're dancing with fire. The stocks you have in the stock market are not yours. It's in street name only. It actually belongs to the DTCC and the BIS. Same with bonds, same with annuities. All of it is paper. That's why you need to be out diversified in tangible assets. So the Hong Kong Monetary Authority expressed the intent to collaboratively launch a minimum viable product within 2024. Right now, it's gone live and they're doing it. And this is something we have to pay attention to because what is the East looking at? Check this out. Unbelievable. Look how big that is on the right. Now, let me expand and explain it. This is the unrealized losses and securities in the commercial banking system. They have some that are available to sell, but they can't because they'll take a massive loss. A lot of it they're trying to hold to maturity, but this is in the billions. Now, this goes back to a couple decades, and most of the time the banks were somewhat okay. They're in profit. Look at the right side, how the banking system is absolutely collapsing right now. 700-600 billion in unrealized losses. That's basically if they had to declare on the books their gains and their losses right now, the banks would be in deep trouble. And here's the worst part. That doesn't count commercial real estate, which is almost another trillion. I'm telling you, the West is in real serious trouble. The BRICS, the Enbridge is now live. And why we better get real serious about protecting our assets, because as I start to get into some of these more in detail, we can be protected, we can be preserved, but we must be on the right side of the fence. So until next time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.